This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله. وما توفيقنا ولا اعتصامنا إلا بالله. ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فهو المهتد. ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره المشركون اللهم إنا نشهد أنه بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وكشف الله به الغمة وجاهد في الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه اليقين فاجزه اللهم عنا خير ما جزيت به نبيًا عن أمته ورسولًا عن دعوته وصلى اللهم عليه وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وارض اللهم عن جميع الصحابة والتابعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين اللهم اجعل جمعنا هذا جمعا مرحوما وتفرقنا من بعده تفرقا معصوما ولا تجعل فينا ولا معنا شقيا ولا مطرودا ولا محروما عباد الله أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله وأحثكم على طاعته وامتثال أوامره واجتناب نواهيه وأستفتح بالذي هو خير. أما بعد. Dear beloved brothers and sisters, we all heard the term that life is but a race. That life is a rat race. Everyone is chasing something. A dream, an aspiration, a goal that we run after in this life. The human nature. And that race changes with the stage of our life, with where we are. Some are after a degree to graduate. Some after establishing their business, establishing a career, securing the family, paying for college, so on and so forth. A race. A race that never stops. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is inviting us to participate in a different race. Allah the Almighty, our Creator and Lord, who knows our inside and inner nature inclination, is inviting us and making us aware that there is a better race that we all should be participating in. And that race is the one more important race than any other. The race that matters. Because all of our goals and aspirations and our dreams that we have in this life, even when we achieve it, it's temporary. And it's going to go away. It is either going to leave us, are we going to leave it? If our aspirations for a career, for a business, one day, we're going to have to leave that. If it is for a bigger house, a better, whatever it is. But there's one thing. One prize at the end of this race that Allah is inviting us to, that is eternal, eternal prize. That race is the race of khayr, of goodness. And the prize is the closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is paradise. It's the pleasure of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلِكُلٍ وِجْهَةٌ هُوَ مُوَلِّيهَا. Everyone has a path that they take in their life. And then Allah says, فَاسْتَبِقُوا الْخَيْرَاتِ. Then hurry, race into doing good. أَيْنَمَا تَكُونُوا يَأْتِ بِكُمُ اللَّهُ جَمِيعًا إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. That is the race that matters. وَفَعَلُوا الْخَيْرَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. Do all kinds of good. Any type of good. All acts of charity. لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. That you might attain falah, the ultimate success, the everlasting success. The gates of charity, the ways that we can achieve this race and participate in that race are limitless, are endless. And it can be a very simple thing. It can be easier and better for us than participating in the races of this life and this dunya. In the prophetic teaching in the hadith of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as it is narrated in Musnad Ahmad, on the authority of Abu Dharr al-Ghifari, radiallahu anhu. Abu Dharr was one of the sahaba that did not, the companions of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that did not have much money. He was known to have a very modest lifestyle and didn't own much of anything. And he said to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ذهب الأغنياء بالأجر يصلون ويصومون ويحجون. Rich people get most rewards. They pray, they fast, and they can go to Hajj. They can go to do the pilgrimage. And the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, and you can also do the same thing. وَأَنْتُمْ تُصَلُّونَ وَتَصُومُونَ وَتَحَجُّونَ. Then Abu Dharr added, وَيَتَصَدَّقُونَ وَلَا نَتَصَدَّقُ. But they can give money, they can give charity, they can pay alms. And we can't. We don't have that. So the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained to him what charity really means. He said, رفعك العظم عن الطريق صدقة وهدايتك الطريق صدقة وعونك الضعيف بفضل قوتك صدقة وبيانك عن الأرثم صدقة ومباضعتك امرأتك صدقة. He said, you can have all types of charity. If you lift a harmful thing from people's path, you have done charity. If you guide someone, give them directions, you have done charity. If you help a weak person, you have done charity. If you speak for someone who can't speak for themselves, بيانك عن الأرثم. الأرثم هو الذي لا يستطيع الكلام. If you can speak for those who can't speak for themselves, you have done charity. And even have an intimacy with your spouse is a charity. And at that point, Abu Dharr was stunned. He said, Ya Rasulallah, أَنَأْتِ شَهْوَتَنَا وَلَنَا أَجْرٌ. So we fulfill our own desires and it is rewarded. He said, أَرَأَيْتَ لَوْ جَعَلْتَهُ فِي حَرَامٍ أَكُنْتَ تَأْثَمْ؟ قَالَ نَعَمْ. قال فتحتسبون بالشر ولا تحتسبون بالخير. He said, do you see? What if you fulfill your desire somewhere else, outside your marriage? Wouldn't that be a sin? He said, yes. He said, then fulfilling your desires in a lawful, in a halal, in a good way is a reward. How can you count the bad deeds and not count the good ones? Anything we can do to help people, to stop harm from reaching people, to aid anyone, the weak, the downtrodden, the needy, is a charity. And it doesn't have to be much. And Ibn Umar radiallahu an, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أحب الناس إلى الله أنفعهم للناس. The most beloved of people to Allah is the one who benefits His creation the best, His people the best, the most. وأحب الأعمال إلى الله, and some of the most beloved deeds to Allah, سرور تدخله على قلبي مسلم. Happiness, some of the best acts of charity that you can do, happiness that you bring to the heart of someone. أو تكشف عنه كربة, or to ease hardship upon them. أو تقضي عنه دينا, or to help them to pay off a loan. أو تطرد عنه جوعا, or to ease their hunger. Helping people. And not only that, being someone who is an intercession in helping people, being a caller, being an activist in helping others, being someone who calls people to help other people. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, اشفعوا تؤجروا. Intercede in goodness and you will be rewarded. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لا خير في كثير من نجواهم إلا من أمر. There is no good in most of people's talk. It's all in vain. The chit chat that we spend hours doing, except the good is in three things. Man amara, those who commanded, sadaqa, charity. Aw ma'roof, or a good deed. Aw islahin bayna nas, or to bring people together in a good way. Wa man yaf'al dhalika ibtigha'a mardati Allah, fasawfa nu'tihi ajran 'azima. Allah says, whomever does that, just seeking pleasure from Allah, they will be rewarded immensely. When we participate in that race, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be for us on the day that we need the support the most. When we help others, Allah will help us. As it is narrated in Sahih Muslim, مَنْ نَفَّسَ عَنْ مُؤْمِنٍ كُرْبَةً مِنْ كُرَبِ الدُّنْيَا نَفَّسَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ كُرْبَةً مِنْ كُرَبِ الْآخِرَةِ. Whomever helps a believer in a hardship in this world, Allah Himself will help him. He will help that person through a hardship when it matters, where it matters, in the hereafter. وَمَنْ يَسَّرَ عَلَى مُعْسِرٍ يَسَّرَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. Whomever ease a hardship of a person, God will give them ease in this life and in the next. وَمَنْ سَتَرَ مُسْلِمًا سَتَرَهُ اللَّهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. اللَّهُمَّ اسْتَرْ عَلَيْنَا يَا رَبِّ. Whomever veils, hides the faults of others, not talk about it, not spread it, protect the others. Allah will protect His own faults, His own defects and shortcomings from being shown. لَوْمَا لَا تَخْفَى مِنْكُمْ خَافِيَةً. On the day there is nothing that can be hidden from sight. وَإِنَّ أَوَّلَ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ دُخُولًا أَهْلُ الْمَعْرُوفِ. And the people that will enter paradise first are the people who race to charity, who are fast in doing charity. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be of those people and to be of those who race to do good and participate in doing good and be in the front runners on that race, and from the people that we be called to enter paradise first. أقول ما تسمعون وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم فيا فوز المستغفرين. Please come forward, inshallah. Make room in the back. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. This race has rules. Even doing good, doing charity, has some rules in participating, in achieving success. And the first and the pivotal, the most important rule in this race is al-ikhlas. Sincerity, having the good intention, having the heart participate in the act of charity before the hand and before the tongue. Whatever that act is, it has to be a sincere act, being done only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because all acts of charity has to be understood that it is being done for the sake of our Lord, for the sake of our Master, our Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is done for His pleasure. And our dealing, when we deal with the people who receive charity, we are dealing directly with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How do we know that? It's from a hadith Qudsi. Hadith narrated in Sahih Muslim, an authentic hadith on the authority of Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu. Hadith that many of us probably know very well. When the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the Day of Judgment will say, O son of Adam, yabna Adam, marittu falam ta'udni. O son of Adam, I was sick and you didn't come and visit me. And that person will say to Allah, Ya Rabbi, kayfa a'uduk? Wa anta Rabbul Alameen. How can I just come and visit you and you are the master of the world? He said, Ama alimta anna abdi fulana marida falam ta'ud? Ama alimta annaka law udtahu lawajadtani inda? Did you not know that my servant, so and so, was sick? You knew that. Did you not know that had you visited him, you would see me there. You would find me there. So that act of charity, visiting the sick, checking on them, we are directing that act of charity not just to the sick. It is first to Allah. And it's the same hadith. Ya abdi, istat'amtuka, ya ibn Adam, istat'amtuka, falam tut'imni. I asked you for food and you didn't give me. And the person would be stunned. How come Allah is asking, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wouldn't ask for food? Ya Rabbi, kayfa ut'imuka wa anta rabbul alameen. How can I feed you and you are the master of the world? He said, no, my servant so-and-so asked you for food and you didn't give him. Or you knew that he was hungry and you could give him and you did not give him food. Did you not know that had you given him, you will find it with me? So those acts of charity, that's the first rule. The second rule is don't wait for thanking, for reward from the people or the person or the organization or anyone that you're given that charity to. Whether it's a physical charity or monetary charity or any act of charity. Because the reward is not going to come from that person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا نُطْعِمُكُمْ لِوَجْهِ اللَّهِ لَا نُرِيدُ مِنْكُمْ جَزَاءً وَلَا شُكُورًا. We are giving you this only for the sake of Allah. We want nothing back. We want no reward back from you, people of this life. And we want no thanks. And then the third rule, and I will conclude very shortly, inshallah. The third rule is a very important rule. Is when we give that act of charity, not to trying to investigate too much and think about that person really deserve it, don't really deserve it, what is going to happen to it? Give and give and give. How do we know that? From a hadith narrated in Muslim and upon the authority of Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu. And I'll briefly summarize it. A man gave charity one day, went out of his house to give charity. And he, first person he gave was a thief. So people criticized him. Why would you give to a thief? And he did not respond. The second day he comes out of his house. This is hadith in Sahih Muslim. And he gives a woman of ill repute charity. He gives a prostitute a charity. And people criticize him. Why would you give that woman charity? There's so many poor people out there. Why would you choose this wretched life? This wretched woman? Why would you choose her to give her your money? And he didn't respond. The third night, he goes out and he gives a rich man charity. And people criticize him one more time. It's like, why would you give someone who doesn't even need your charity this money? And then the hadith concludes, فَأُتِيَ فَقِيلَ لَهُ. Then he was given the inspiration, whether it's from Allah or from the angels. What you have given to the thief, يَلَعَلَّهُ يَسْتَعِفَ عَنْ سَرِقَتِهِ, that he has become a ta'ib. He has shown that he doesn't need to steal. Allah guided that person with the charity that he was given. Because when you give that person, he doesn't need to steal. If he was stealing out of need, he is more worthy and deserving of that sadaqah. And then that woman achieved tawbah because of that charity. And she doesn't need to sell her honor for money anymore. And then the rich person, when he received the charity, he learned the value of giving charity. And he himself turned from a miserly person to a generous person. So when we give, give like the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to give, كَرِّيحِ المرسلة, just like the wind or the rain, it falls and it gives. And he was criticized for giving Safwan ibn Umayyah and Ikrim ibn Abi Jahl and many others. Like, why would you give these people? But they turned out from the worst enemies of Islam to the best fighters and best friends for the sake of spreading Islam after the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then finally, one of the most important rules is to not follow our charity with a reminder, with boasting, with any harm. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قَوْلٌ مَعْرُوفٌ وَمَغْفِرَةٌ خَيْرٌ مِّن صَدَقَةٍ يَتْبَعُهَا أَذَى. A good word is better than a charity followed by harm. Don't hurt people with your words if you're going to give them anything. Oh, I'm going to give you this, but you have to straighten out and you have to do this, and I don't think I like what you're doing. And give them and be gentle and be nice and be good to them. لا تبطلوا صدقاتكم بالمن والأذى. Allah says, do not ruin your charities with reminders and harm. And then finally, hurry, rush. Don't think twice about the act of charity. I will conclude with this hadith as narrated in Abu Dawood. It is narrated on the authority of Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas. He said, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَتُؤَدَةُ فِي كُلِّ شَيْءٍ إِلَّا فِي عَمَلِ الْآخِرَةِ. Take your time and think about every act you're going to do, except those good acts of the hereafter. Don't think. Don't let it twirl in your mind when you're about to give or you're about to do an act of charity. That's what the demon wants you to do. Because that's their opportunity to try to swerve you away, trying to persuade you to either give less or not give or not to do that act or to say, I will just do it maybe tomorrow. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, سَارِعُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ. Hurry, do it now and do it fast. Hurry to a forgiveness from your Lord. And جَنَّةٍ عَرْضُهَا كَعَرْضِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ أُعِدَّتْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. اللهم اجعلنا من أهلها يا رب العالمين واجعلنا من أهل الخير يا أرحم الراحمين. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. أقم الصلاة، إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر، ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون.